When you're comparing this to the metadata, you're talking about millions of Americans' records swept up. No subpoena has ever been allowed to reach that breadth that happens under the metadata program. So I think the analogy is simply a flawed analogy.
And looking at every record that's there, they have to have some sort of indicia that this sub is valid, valuable for an investigation to even inquire into it.
Yes, but you were drawing an analogy to the subpoena. And what I'm saying is that the subpoena traditionally has to be relatively narrowly drawn to particular information directly relevant to a particular inquiry. And the metadata program does, in fact, elicit vast amounts of data far beyond anything that any subpoena in the history of the world has been allowed to gather.
Okay, let's get this straight. So the metadata comes in, and it's the only difference is it was in the computers of the phone company, but for easier access, it's put in the computer of the government somewhere, and the inquiries only go to those records just like they would have gone to the phone company. The only difference is, for convenience and computer access, it was government can get it quicker, and because some of these issues are life and death.
As the Supreme Court, five justices at least of the Supreme Court, have explicitly recognized a year ago, there are limits that technology now has called into play about how far this doctrine that if you disclose information to somebody else, that you have no reasonable expectation of privacy in the information. So in the Jones case, five justices, including Justice Alito, in a very important opinion, suggested that that basic principle that, as you say, was around for a long time, has to be called into question when you get into a world where technology allows
that to this date, have they?
Say
they called into question. No holding.
No.
Has been so held.
No, and indeed nothing we say has anything to do with the constitutional issue.
I don't see any difference, really. You're accessing the same records, whether you get them from the phone company or whether they're in bulk in the more accessible account.
So if this is helpful, I think the direction you're going in is actually quite compatible with our recommendation. So our recommendation is not that we eliminate the 215 program, but that we have a program where the government doesn't have all this stuff, which the government doesn't in the cases you worked on as a prosecutor or district attorney. It doesn't just have it. It gets access to it on a certain showing. And that's exactly the model that we're suggesting. And what we suggest is that that model won't compromise any national security goal, because in cases where time is of the essence, human life is on the line, you can get at it like that. And because in cases where it isn't on the line, you go through the standard legal process. So the analogy from tradition, to which you rightly refer, that is actually what we're building on in our recommendation.
My time is up. Thank you.